Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sandra. May I have your zip code? Hello.
3675. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes. First of all, I want to know.
May I have your zip code? Yes, ma'am. I will
need
your zip code.
What type of company?
This is a third party call center. If you're calling about an order you placed, I'll have to look up an account in your name, and I need your zip code.
But first of all, can you tell me the name of the company?
I can't at this time. This is a call center. We answer the phone for over 100 companies that sell various products. So once I find an order in your name, if you have an order here, I can tell you what company is associated with your account.
Okay, the zip code is 36759.
Okay, your first and last name?
Felicia Shaw.
Okay, Ms. Shaw, I do see your name here. Would you verify your address?
It is 188 County Road 502, Marion Junction, Alabama, 36759.
Thank you. One moment. Okay. It looks like, let's see here, this account is set up when you were trying to win the KitchenAid mixer.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Last Tuesday?
Yes. And I'm trying to figure out why is money keep being taken out of my account.
So in regards to this account, the way it was set up, you did join a membership. It's like a shopping club. So the shopping club gives you an opportunity to shop and purchase other gadgets at low cost.
Oh, see, from how it was explained, it wasn't explained like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, therefore, I want to cancel that, and I would like my money back.
Okay, let's take a look here. One moment. Okay, so my supervisor is saying I can close out the account. Now, the charge he's saying is valid because that is the membership that you joined in regards to the KitchenAid. Now, they would allow me to give you a 35% discount on that charge and give you that back on your card. Can you hear me?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yes, I can hear you.
Okay.
But the thing about it is this. Could you let me explain exactly mm-hmm. how I end up doing this purchase?
Okay.
I saw this ad on Facebook saying something about something concerning Walmart about the mixer. And it said that you pay $2 shipping. That's what it said, $2 shipping. And then it had the little boxes that come up, and then you click on it, and if one comes up for a mixer, then you put in your name and your address, and I didn't see anything about joining a membership.
Okay. I do understand what you're saying, but based on what I see here, that's all I can go by is the order and the terms and conditions that I see that are approved. And I can't make any changes to the account, but I'll go back and let my supervisor know what you're saying and see what he says, okay?
Okay, could you please do that? Because that is false advertisement. That is fraud.
Okay, I'll let him know. One moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, he does understand what you're saying, but he has to follow the company's policies. So he said, I could give you half of that charge back. And of course, can't close the account so they won't charge you anymore.
Okay, so what half of that would be?
It's $28.48.
So, how much total? Because I saw one which is when I first used my card, which was $7 and I think like 95 cents. And then I just seen a recent one for $56 and some cents.
Yes, that's the only charge he can adjust. The other charge was when you initiated it, the order, and that was for your chance to win the KitchenAid. So he can't adjust that any. He can only focus on today's charges. So that will be
Okay, I want to
your
know
total
how.
of 28.48 back on the card. They will close the account, and so the company won't charge you next month because this is a like a monthly membership.
Okay, yes, please give me my money back, even though I would like my whole amount of money back.
Yes, ma'am. I'll let him know. One moment.
Boy, I tell you the truth.
Okay, so he's going to go ahead and allow me to give you the full refund, but he wanted me to reiterate to you the importance of reading those terms and conditions when you're placing the orders, because that's all we see on our end, that this company has a valid claim because that charge is on the terms and conditions of your order when you were looking at that KitchenAid. But I have requested the refund to be posted back to your card. It will post back in 3 to 5 business days, and you'll get an email at Felicia K26@yahoo.com, letting you know the refund is on the way.
Okay, I really do appreciate it. And because of this, I really didn't have enough in my account anyway, and so now my account is overdrawn. So I am being charged by my bank.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. But we have requested the refund to go back to the card, okay?
Okay, I really do appreciate it.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
what's your
Thank you.
name?
It's Zandra.
Vandra.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. You, like I said, you'll get an email within 24 hours letting you know the refund is going to post back to the card.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for
So
calling
that.
customer support.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.